the nurses, especially the more junior ones, used to dread it when someone with diabetes came into hospital, because then it meant, of course, they would be giving insulin. And we didn't have 100 unit insulin in those days. It was 20, 40, 80 insulin. And so therefore you had to work out what the dose was. And it wasn't uncommon, I wouldn't say very often, but it wasn't uncommon for mistakes to be made. I think probably the mistakes were less than they might have been now, because in those days you did have a very constant workforce. You didn't have people coming from agencies who didn't know the ropes and didn't know the patients. And I think they were able to retain staff because the value of nursing and nurses was very high. And every day the matron or an assistant matron came round, they spoke to you personally. We felt very proud of the ward we were on and very proud of the hospital we were in. And I think that makes for good patient care.